Now, yesterday, we told you about a horrific beating, an attack that took place in San Pedro, where a student who's a junior varsity baseball player was hanging out with his friends. They just had a big win, 20-0, I'm told, against Gardena. And so he was on his way home, and as he was almost home, he was in an alley kind of working his way back, and a couple of guys accost him, and they asked him if he was a member of a street gang. And he said no, because he's not. He's an athlete who was just trying to go home. And that's when they hit him over the head with a Jack Daniels bottle.
Oh, my God.
They stepped on and brutally beat him beyond recognition.
Oh, my goodness.
He was left unconscious to die in the alley. Now, fortunately, they were able to get to him. He's in the hospital right now. He's in bad shape.
I want to mention there is a GoFundMe that I contributed to last night. If you'd like to help out, I think they want
to do that.
Yeah. They were hoping to reach, I forget, like
$150,000 is the goal. They have $118,000 right now.
Good. Last night they had about $112,000. So they're on their way. If you can donate, go to the GoFundMe page and also share it on your Facebook. Get the word out there that this is a horrific crime that could happen to anyone's son. And this is a good kid. And unfortunately, he fell into the hands of these horribly abusive monsters. He was at the wrong place at the wrong time. So,
and you have it linked on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
GoFundMe account.
I just did it through my GoFundMe. I tried to do my Facebook and I forgot my stupid password. So I have my account guy that's going to do it. I just did it last night on the GoFundMe. And then it'll tell how your name and how much you donated. And
we'll tweet it out here.
Yeah, let's do that.
And right now, we are pleased to be joined by Evan's aunt, Courtney Steinhoff. Courtney, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you guys.
Well, we're very sorry for this horrible story that you and your family have to now endure. Can you give us an update on him and just anything else that you want to get out there?
Well, he's doing better. Every day is getting better. He's making slow steps in the right direction. Today, you know, he's able to connect names to, like, your voice.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, he's not making very much sense, but he's able to connect with your voice, which is a huge step from what, you know, was going on 2 days ago.
When you guys first heard this, the news of this, where were you and what were your immediate, I just can't even imagine as a mother, as an aunt, what were your first thoughts? And these guys, have they caught them yet?
No, they have not.
God.
Not yet. Yeah, no, not yet. So, I was just getting home from work and I was actually called by my other nephew and it was just like complete shock. It was like we really didn't know much just because the events that took place were so still up in the air. There were things being said by different people. We were so unsure of what exactly happened that it was just I personally walked into the situation unaware of what I was getting into. I was on my way to the hospital thinking the absolute worst.
And then what did you think when you saw? Because honestly, I saw the pictures in the GoFundMe. They have him in his baseball uniform, and he's this young, great-looking kid. And then you see him in his hospital bed, and it's just completely unrecognizable. It's just so horrible.
I can't even put a word to the feeling I felt. It was just so sickening. My heart was in my stomach. It was like I didn't even know who that kid was in the bed. I didn't know who that was. That was not my nephew. Mm.
And I've seen some reports that have said that this could have been part of a gang initiation, which is why they asked him if he was in a street gang and why the attack, which is, I mean, they didn't rob him, so it's not like they were going for his wallet or anything. It makes no sense.
Right.
You know, have the police told you anything about that or any theories on what might have motivated this?
So I haven't heard that from the police. I know that there are some reports going out there about that, but I personally have not heard anything from the police that was what took place.
And at the end of the day, I mean, motive. For gangs, they don't need, they'll shoot people on sight. Like, there's no motive. It could be initiation, whatever the case. It's not going to bring you and your family any solace. The fact that you want them caught and you want him obviously on the mend and 100%. Have the doctors told you what they think as far as his prognosis, his outcome?
They have told us that things are looking good as far as his brain and the swelling and as far as that matter, his head. But they did say, because it was such a severe concussion that it was caused, that it's going to take him quite some time to really kind of catch up with reality. They don't know how long it could take. They said that it varies with every single person. But he is making steps in the right direction. Every day he's making, you know, he's connecting a little bit more. So we're just hoping, you know, as soon as possible, just because it's so hard to see him like this.
I can't even imagine.
What's been the reaction from the community, from the teammates, from the school, from the coaches?
It has been, like, overwhelmingly amazing just how great not only, like, the city of San Pedro has been, San Pedro High School, but just all over the world. We've had people reach out to us from near and far. It's just been absolutely incredible. Everyone's feeling for him and feeling for my family, and it makes things a little bit easier to know that there's people out there that are still good, that are willing to help. It really does. It puts a little bit of our heart at ease.
Yeah, I saw on the GoFundMe all of the outpouring of people from across the country coming to help donate, and of course his teammates, and a statement from I guess it must have been the coach of the team. But we're really rooting for you in this, and really we're hoping that that these bad guys are caught and somebody saw something somewhere. I mean, there's usually cameras. People can see different establishments have cameras hooked up.
Right, yeah.
So hopefully
the streetlights sometimes have cameras.
Yeah, so hopefully, yeah, you know, something at some point, and the police will be able to come to you with some good news on that end of things.
Right. Thank you, Marius.
Thank you, Courtney.
Yeah, we appreciate your time. And again, the GoFundMe page is up right now. Jillian has it linked from her Facebook page. The goal is $150,000. They have just over $118,000. As you can imagine, the medical bills are going to pile up, and then physical therapy after that. And it's just going to be a very expensive sort of proposition that no one plans for. I mean, who plans on coming home from a baseball game and being brutally beaten for no apparent reason?
Horrible.
And his mother's a single mom who's trying to deal with all of this as it's unfolding. Courtney, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Courtney. Did my guy hook it up to my Facebook already?
Yeah, it's on there. That's where I just donated right now, but I got it from yours.
Wonderful.
From your Facebook page.
Perfect. Thank you for that, Fagsy.
You know, yesterday we said that stories like this bring out the worst and the best in humanity.
Yeah.
And just by looking at the GoFundMe page, you really do see that there are good people left in society.
Absolutely.